Hail to the New Year. Written by Snow Dark Red. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Yuri on Ice. Rating, General Audiences. Relationship, Yuri, Victor. Also tagged for Alternate Universe, AU, Hockey, New Year's Eve. I might as well be maple syrup because this is pure sap. And Fluff. Part 4 of the Leave It All on the Ice series. Yuri spent his first New Year's Eve party in America hiding in his bedroom. He had been unsure what to expect when his three roommates had told him they were hosting the team party this year. While he had seen American movies and how they depicted parties, he wasn't sure how close that would be to reality. He hadn't wanted to assume. Turned out, it was pretty similar after all. His Toledo Walleye teammates hadn't excluded him, of course. They had been nice to him so far this season. Painfully, pityingly nice to their quiet teammate who spent more time missing his dog than he did speaking to his fellow players. They invited him to hang out with them and play video games. They made sure he always had a ride when he needed one. And they recognized his contributions on the ice after games. It was kind. At the party, his teammates tried to get him to join in on the underage drinking and games, to talk to the pretty girls who had shown up seemingly by magic. But it was too much. Yuri left them their red plastic cups and too loud music, and locked himself safely behind his bedroom door. He crawled into bed and missed his family and his dog and his friends. He missed his country. He missed what he thought following his dream would be like. One of their Russian teammates invited all of the foreign or single, family-less players over to his house for his New Year's party. Zaherza was older, with a wife and three children under the age of 7, and he was always acting like a father to any teammate who he thought needed one. That was how Yuri and Victor found themselves at a New Year's Eve party they had not truly wanted to go to. Yurio, of course, had laughed in their faces at the extended invitation and left to go party with his MHL teammates at someone's house. Yuri was sure there would be drinking involved. It seemed like Sereza's entire extended family was packed into his house, as well as his wife's extended family, in addition to possibly their neighbors' extended families. Children darted back and forth, grabbing oranges from the tables and attempting to sneak pieces of pelmeni that their parents were hoarding. Partway through the evening, two hired actors dressed as Dead Moroz and Snegrochka made an appearance, much to the delight of the smaller children. Everyone was given a present, even Yuri, who opened his to find two tickets to a local ballet production. Sereza winked at him over his wife's shoulder. everyone joined together to eat some of the many different kinds of salad, with ingredients Yuri would not think to combine, that apparently made up part of the traditional meal of the holiday. There was also copious amounts of caviar, meant to be spread across the thickly sliced bread placed on the table. Yuri helped himself to generous amounts of it. A small plastic tree in the corner, decked out like a Christmas tree that was definitely, Victor told him, not a Christmas tree, reminded him of the kadomatsu they would have back home in Japan. Yuri snapped a picture and sent it to his family. As the official end of the year drew closer, everyone gathered around Sereza's enormous television to watch the presidential address. Victor took the opportunity to draw Yuri to the back of the room, and then outside to the front door. They listened as the rest of the partygoers went outside to the backyard in anticipation of the fireworks to set off a few of their own. It was bitterly cold outside. Victor cupped Yuri's hands in his, and they shivered together, silent, as a clock struck midnight and fireworks exploded across the sky. It was a new year. It was different from the parties he had gone to while in the ECHL. Still a little wild, still a little loud, but it was classier. Maybe it was the difference between the ECHL and the NHL, or maybe it was that they were all a little older than Yuri and his teammates had been back then. But it was nice. Victor and Yuri hadn't told their teammates about their relationship yet. Not really. But that didn't stop them from being greeted at the door like a couple. Yuri thrust the bottle of champagne they had brought into Ashley's hands as Jonesy welcomed them into their home. The decor stood out to Yuri as the perfect blend of homey and magazine perfect, and Yuri enviously compared it to the furniture that had come with their rented house. "Yuri, we came here to mingle," Victor whined in his ear, when Yuri seemed more inclined to sulk in the corner than do anything else. "We have to talk to people to mingle." Yuri sighed, put upon, but he struck up a conversation with Cheesy's fiancée, Jessica, about whether going skating on the river was worth it for the photo opportunities. There were only a few members of the team milling about, as well as some of the equipment staff who had been invited. Most people in the organization were still entertaining friends and family who were in town or were making appearances at restaurants and clubs to celebrate the end of 2019. He sipped on the sparkling wine their hosts had generously provided and thought, at least the alcohol is better than the old parties. In the ECHL, they drank whatever came cheapest on the shelf, and in Russia, they fulfilled the stereotype and drank vodka. Lots of vodka. Yuri preferred the champagne, to be honest, even if he didn't trust himself to drink much of it. Victor soon reattached himself to Yuri's side, and once everyone was distracted by the countdown to midnight, they slipped outside, away from everyone else at the party. The action felt like such a repetition of years past that Yuri hated it. The Winter Classic was tomorrow, and Yuri was only a little nervous. Yuri's parents couldn't fly out, but the rest of his family came without hesitation, even the members of his family that weren't related to him by blood. While his parents were so booked for the holiday season that they didn't feel like they could travel across the world, Mari had come, and Minako as well. Yuko and her husband Takashi came, and along with them were their daughters. The special practice for the game tomorrow had ended a few hours ago, and now the constructed rink was given over to the players for a family skate. Most of their teammates had their families and friends out on the rink, taking advantage of the opportunity to include them in the festivities. Tomorrow, the Senators would play against the Habs, and the stands of TD Place would be full of people enduring the cold to see their favorite NHL teams play outside. It wasn't as big as when they held the Winter Classic in the United States, one of their teammates had told them before the practice had begun. But it still took Yuri's breath away to see the open sky above the ice, to think all the cameras and pomp and glamour that was being engineered into one event. The triplets had grown so much since the day they had secretly recorded Yuri and their parents playing around on the ice. Yuri's life had changed that day, and well, Victor's life had changed too. Yuko and Takashi were skating side by side, not quite holding hands in public, but brushing against each other easily. Yuko had been surprised to be recognized from that same viral video by some of the Senators. Seeing as the video now had over 20 million views, Yuri didn't understand why she was surprised. A lot of those views had come after Yuri and Victor's public kiss, had catapulted them from idle curiosity to global phenomenon. Mari was currently pretending that she didn't know how to skate, so that Yuri and Victor's captain, a handsome single man with only his siblings present on the ice, would help her learn. Yuri rolled his eyes at how obvious she was, but he didn't really mind. The money Yuri had invested in his family's business was what had allowed his parents to hire more staff and expand their services. They were no longer just scraping by in a little seaside town no one went to. They were now a destination. Yuri didn't regret that. Yuri turned his attention to dodging small children pushing buckets and people trying to stop for photos. The ice was almost uncomfortably packed with people. Victor's hand snaked down to grab Yuri's, and his husband looked at him out of the corner of his eyes. That night they would eat osechi ryori and give the triplets otoshidama. That night the celebration was going to be the closest Yuri had to a proper Japanese New Year's party in ages. Playing a game on New Year's Eve was never ideal, but at least they earned a win out of it. Their narrow win over Minnesota put them toward the top of the Eastern Conference, and Yuri would take that over not playing at all. Victor had scored a goal on Yuri's assist, and their teammates were ecstatic for them. Their point slump had been hard on both of them. Victor had been unusually quiet in the time leading up to the game, and while Yuri had at first thought it was a reaction to their struggles on the ice, he started to doubt that when the silence continued after the game. "Victor, is everything okay?" Yuri asked quietly after the media left the dressing room. "We'll talk later," Victor said, which did not make Yuri feel better. When they got home, Victor told Yuri that he had been thinking very hard about something. "I think it's time," Victor said. Yuri stared at him, not comprehending. "Time for what?" His voice came out embarrassingly high-pitched. "Time for me to retire." Yuri gaped at him for a moment. "Victor? Retire?" Victor had been a hockey player for as long as Yuri had known him, for as long as Yuri had known of him. It was what he was, what both of them were, right down to the core. They were hockey players. "I don't understand," Yuri said. "We just signed a contract extension. We just won the cup 2 years ago. Why are you giving up?" Victor rubbed his hand across his face and sat down heavily on the couch. He had a bruise forming on his arm from being struck with a puck during the second period, and his hair was still slightly wet from his after-game shower. He looked tired, more tired than he'd allowed Yuri to see him before. Yuri was his husband. How had he not seen how run down Victor was becoming? He pulled Yuri down to sit next to him on the bed. "Yuri, I'm going to be with you always, through your whole career," he said seriously. "No matter where you play, I'm going to be with you. But it's time for me to leave the ice. I'm old. I'm old for this sport." "But," Yuri started to protest. Victor held up his hand to stop him. "I'm not playing like I used to. I'm relying on you more and more to cover my mistakes. I can't keep up. My knees are bad. I've had 2 concussions in 4 years, and..." "Well..." Victor paused, examining Yuri's face closely. "The coaching staff have been dropping hints lately." "Hints?" "That they're going to need to clear cap space soon," Victor said. "Now, they can clear it by trying to trade the both of us. They wouldn't dare do it separately, not with us being married. Or one of us can retire."
"They said that to you?"
Yuri asked, faintly stunned. "No, no, of course not," Victor assured him. "But I can read between the lines."
"But that doesn't mean that you have to retire," Yuri said. He grabbed Victor's hands and held them tightly. "We can just be traded. We'll play somewhere else."
Victor shook his head. "You love it here so much. I love it here. There's no point in us moving our whole lives somewhere else just for me to have to retire in the next season or so anyway. This makes the most sense for both of us."
"Do you..." Yuri breathed deeply. "Do you want to play?"
Victor laughed. "No, I'm tired. I'm done. I've won almost everything worth winning, and everything I'm ever going to have the opportunity to win." He had been excluded from every Russian national team for the last 6 years. He had made his peace with it long ago.
"I've had a long career with a fair share of injuries, and I'm ready to cheer you on from the stands. And frankly, if I can't play my best, I don't want to play at all."
"You played through a fractured foot during the playoffs last year," Yuri reminded him. "You weren't playing at your best then." They had argued about it, about whether Victor should play through the injury. Yuri supposed it would be hypocritical to insist that Victor keep playing now, when he was the one who demanded his husband sit out the rest of the round due to injury.
"And now I regret it every time I have to step out of bed onto a cold floor," Victor said with a glimmer of humor. "You were right after all."
Yuri leaned forward and rested his forehead against Victor's. "Okay," he said. "Okay, we'll announce it after the season?"
"Yeah," Victor said. "Just remember, I'm with you from the stands."
The end. Author's notes. The Winter Classic is an annual outdoor game that takes place on New Year's Day. It's usually in a football stadium on a rink constructed for the event. There are musical guests, flyovers, and fireworks. It's kind of a gimmick, but it's a lot of fun for those playing it, and the fans usually tune in no matter who's playing. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!